Hello there, welcome to the podcast. Hope you've been excellent, you have an amazing week. And today we have a very interesting theme. We're going to talk about Fauvism. Fauvism is the name applied to the work produced by a group of artists, which include Henri Matisse and André Durand, from around 1905 to 1910, which is characterized by strong colors and fierce brushwork. The name Les Fauves, the Wild Beasts, was coined by the critic Louis Baxels, yeah, I know, weird last name, when he saw the work of Henri Matisse and André Durand in an exhibition, in an art exhibit in Paris in 1905. The paintings Durand and Matisse exhibit were the result of a summer spent working together in color in the south of France, and were made using bold, non-naturalistic colors, often applied directly from the tube, and wireless dabs of paint. The forms of the subjects were also simplified, making their work appear quite abstract. Other like-minded artists associated with Fauvism include George Briggs, Raoul Dufy, George Raufeld, and Maurice de Blamink. I know, weird last names. Fauvism has had like a color theory. For example, the Fauvists were interested in the scientific color theories developed in the 19th century, particularly those relating to complementary colors. Complementary colors are pairs of colors opposite of each other on scientific models, such as the color wheel, and when used side by side in a painting, make each other look brighter. That were like the philosophy of those colors. Fauvism can be seen as an extreme extension of the post-impressionism of Van Gogh, combined with the neo-impressionism of Seurat. The influences of these early movements, inspired by Matisse and his followers, to reject the traditional three-dimensional space, instead use flat areas or patches of colors to create a new space, you can say it like that. Fauvism can also be seen as a form of expressionism in its use of brilliant colors and spontaneous brushworks. It has often been compared to German expressionism, which emerged at around the same time and was also inspired by the developments of post-impressionism. It's amazing how so many movements can take such an inspiration of artists that been years ago. Amazing, isn't it? Well, that was everything for this podcast. Hope to hear you soon. Goodbye.